T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's just been People's Park for so long, it's hard to imagine it being anything else.
Yeah, but it's been People's Park for so long that a lot of people don't even remember what it is, Stan. We're talking about a generational shift here. Back in 1968, it was the center of the anti-war, anti-establishment movement on the West Coast, and indeed the nation. And it was a battle zone that was turned into a park when they tried to put housing back there in 68. It became a symbol, and it moved on for years and years. But basically now, despite repeated attempts to sort of make it more community gardened, put in basketball courts, it's basically become about a block long, you know, off and on homeless hangout. And it's had its crime problems. And now the university is saying, you know, it's time to move in there with housing. And for a change, the Berkeley's city council, which usually has been opposed to such things, is saying, yeah, I think it's time to move on as well.
So, Phil, do you really think that this is going to be taken lying down? I mean, I guess this thing has moved ahead, and people maybe are just willing to let 50-year-old bygones be bygones.
Well, I got to tell you, remember when we had the Occupy movement a couple of years back, and they even steered clear of it. We didn't find them at People's Park taking over or making the stand there. So time has moved on. Now, I will tell you this. In order to make it more palatable to Berkeley and the politics there, the university is talking about or put out the idea of putting in homeless or transitional housing on the same site. Now, that could be a dicey idea, because while it might be good politically to say we're going to put in, like, transit housing for homeless, I'm not sure that parents are going to be that comfortable about sending their kids to a dormitory that's next to something like that. On the other hand, they might be able to put senior housing in there, and that could combine everybody, including the people that were back there demonstrating 50 years ago. If they were looking for a senior house, maybe they could get one at the park, and then everybody would be happy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.